You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio. Say.
Welcome aboard. It is the Gym Class coming your way on this Friday here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me in a moment from his back porch on a warmer day on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Good show coming up for you. We are going to talk with the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, coming up in about 25 minutes. Iowa coming off the victory over the Wisconsin Badgers last night in Madison at the Kohl Center. We'll talk about that with you out there to kick off the program today. Also, it's football night in Cedar Falls. Might not be football night in America, but it's football night in Cedar Falls. Top five matchup, as it'll be UNI and South Dakota State going at it from the Dome tonight. And we will talk about that, get your views on it as well. Day two of the state wrestling tournament going on as we speak with 2A quarterfinal action and second round consies, and that going on at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. So a lot to get to on the program today. Thanks for tuning in. 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Also, of course, you can listen in at kgymradio.com on the stream. You can go to the KGYM mobile app. We encourage you to download that or just go to your smart speaker. And you can listen to the Gym Class as well as all our local programming, former games, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And, of course, if you miss one of our shows, please, please check it out. The podcast, KGYMradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. And you can get us in many, many different ways. At 3:07, Mark Dukes joining me here on a Friday. How you doing?
Doing great, Scott. Nice seeing water dripping off the gutters and whatnot, melting a little bit. That's a really good sign. Over in Des Moines, man, Friday afternoon at the state wrestling tournament is so much fun because the finalists are set. It's called a blood round, determined medal winners. Just a really day full of action at state wrestling. And I'm looking forward to football tonight. I know you got a game, but I'm ready for spring football, Scott.
You're ready for some football. Where have we heard that before? UNI and South Dakota State coming up tonight from the Dome. As we mentioned, top five teams going at it. Pretty pivotal. They're all going to be pivotal games in a shortened spring season, 2020-2021. And you got to do your damage at home. There will be fans in the Dome. About 1,500 or so season ticket holders are going to be allowed inside the Uni Dome tonight. And so there'll be a little bit of crowd noise back there and a little bit of a home field advantage anyway for UNI. I would imagine that the visitors from Brookings are pretty darn happy it's going to be an indoor game coming up tonight.
Yeah, no question about it. And although it wouldn't be bad today.
No, it wouldn't be, but tonight it would be.
The optimal playing conditions are inside the Dome. And man, right out of the chute, a top five matchup. Again, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you missed our talk with Cole Bear, who covers the Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We had that last Friday. You can go back and revisit that conversation, of course, with Apple and Spotify. Also, the podcast available at KGYMradio.com. We're available to you, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is a text line, phone line, same number at 319-366-1600. 1600. Our golfer friend 1527. Happy cut line day to Mark and I. Sam Burns is playing very well. Bryson and Justin Thomas. I'll add Justin Thomas, not so much Ralph, to that out there. So, yes, Sam Burns leading at Riviera in the Genesis in the second round.
Yeah, both DeChambeau and Thomas, in addition to Rory McIlroy, really struggling in Los Angeles. And Ralph, I thought you were a Will Zalatoris guy. Where's Will?
Will's pretty high up there again, at least starting off the day. Riviera is so tough. Man, it is a tough golf course, but it's a fun golf course. Burns is just doing, he's lapping the field right now, but it is early. It's only the second round, and we'll see how it all plays out. State wrestling going on at 10 past 3, Mark. Let's get everybody updated, if we can, right now. What's happening in Des Moines? How's that?
Sounds good. Away you go.
All right. 1A and 3A, second round. They are done. They are complete. And we now know the medalists. If you make it through the consies of the second round, you are going to be in the stand. By the way, we just missed out on history. The Schmidt, the young 106-pound young lady from Bettendorf, was attempting to become the second ever medalist in Iowa wrestling history. She was beaten in her second round consolation, so she is out of the tournament. Don Bosco with pretty healthy lead after the second round. Don's at 95.5, leading Lisbon by 25.5. It is a two-horse race now. Logan Magnolia is far behind in third with 48 points going into the semifinals, which will get underway later on this evening. Class 3A, a tight team race was predicted. It is Waukee, your team leader, with 78. Waverly Shellrock, 75.5. And Southeast Polk was 69.5. Linmar right now, first of all, back up. Iowa City West, Trojans in fifth. Linmar right now in ninth. City High, 13th. Cedar Rapids Xavier, 16th. Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 17th right now as far as the team aspect is concerned. 2A is in the midst of their quarterfinals. West Delaware leading right now with 41 points. Osage not too far behind with 38. Crestwood in third with 31. Independence right now in the fourth spot as Indy with 30 points. Taking a look at how the teams are faring so far. Wrestlers that are going to place for some of our local teams here. Let's start in 1A. Let's start with Lisbon. Paez is off to the semifinals at 120 pounds. Cade Seabricht at 126 pounds, also off to the semifinals coming up tonight. Quincy Happel is out of the tournament. He lost in his second round consolation. Robert Avila Jr. at 145 is off to the semifinals via a fall. He's had two pins in a total of a minute and 45. That's Spencer Lee stuff. Right there. Lincoln Holub is alive in the consolations. He will place at 152. Max Cole is off to the semifinals at 170 pounds. Truman Krobe was upset in his quarterfinal, the number one seed, and he did come back to win by a decision over a BGM wrestler. He is still alive. Cole Clark at 220 is off to the semifinals, and Brant Baltus at heavyweight, 285, is also off to the semifinals as far as Lisbon is concerned. For Metro schools, not a great day for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The Cougars have one of their eight remaining. Cale Knox at 220 pounds is going to place for the Cougars, but they had a little bit higher hopes coming in, and they had a tough second round today. Taking a look at Linmar and the Lions in the top 10 right now. Kane Knackborn is alive at 120 pounds in the consolations. Braden Park is out of the tournament at 126. Bryce Park at 132 has moved on to the semifinals. Also for Linmar, Abaskimakai is alive in the consolations at 152. Tate Knackborn is in the semifinals at 160 pounds. Luke Gaffney is in the consolations at 220 pounds for the Linmar Lions. For Cedar Rapids Xavier, the Saints, Christian Stanek is off to the semifinals at 145 pounds. Congratulations to him. Yvonne Thomas at 170 pounds is alive in the wrestle backs. Ryan Volk at 182 is also alive in the wrestle backs for the Xavier Saints. Taking a look at Let's go up here now for Cedar Rapids Prairie. They've got one semifinalist, Blake Giomio, at 106 pounds. As he is into the semifinals, he beat Cale Kurtz of City High in a dandy quarterfinal earlier on today. And let's check things out here as we continue to take a look at some of our local wrestlers. Let's go down to Iowa City. Let's start with West High, as West has Grant Odell at 126 into the semifinals. Hunter Garvin at 138 is off to the semifinals. Graham Gambrill at 152 is into the semifinals as well. Ashton Barker into the semifinals at 170 pounds for West. So they've got some semifinalists that they are going to look forward to seeing coming up later on. City High at 106. Cale Kurtz alive in the wrestle backs. Cale Seaton at 113 alive in the wrestle backs. Also for City High, if I can get this to move here, there we go. Ben Keeter at 195 is off to the semifinals as well for City High. And let's see here. I think that's what we have in 3A as far as our locals are concerned. So that's what we have as far as the individuals, Mark. Kind of a mixed bag today, if you will. Not a lot of Cedar Rapids Marion Metro representation. Linmar probably leading the charge as far as that is concerned. Iowa City Schools doing very well down the corridor as well. And semifinal Friday is always fun. Always fun. Some people like it better than the finals, actually.
Yeah, very true. And tonight's going to be very interesting with the semifinals. By my count, Lisbon has 5 in the semifinals. Very strong wrestlers still alive there on the front part. 4 Metro wrestlers, by my count. 2 from Linmar, 1 from Xavier, 1 from Prairie, trying to shoot for the finals tonight. And really good outing for West with 4 semifinalists. So, yeah, tonight is going to be quite a lot of fun over there.
Yep, West can make some hay coming up this evening. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. High school girls regional semifinal basketball tonight here on KGYM. Pair of games, big ones coming up at 6:45 tonight. Myself and Steve Dozer at 6:45 on 107.5 FM, the KGYM radio app and stream. We will be at Springville for the Tri-Rivers Conference rematch. Number 8, Springville hosting Clinton Prince of Peace tonight. They played a 3-point game the first time around in conference play. Both teams, I believe, with 4 losses on the year. Should be a really good and even matchup. Again, we'll be on the air at 6:45 on 106.3 FM coming up tonight. It'll be a 2A regional semifinal, as it will be top 5 rated West Branch hosting Pella Christian and the Eagles tonight from West Branch. And we'll have those games for you again at 6:45 right here on KGYM. Tomorrow night, we've got more girls tournament basketball. 107.5 FM and the stream and app at 6:45. It'll be a 4A regional semifinal, as it'll be Marion at Clear Creek Amana, the rematch of a game from the regular season, the CCA won, and of course a rematch of last year's regional final where CCA upset Marion. So they'll go at it once again. And then 3A regional final with a trip to state on the line tomorrow night at 6:45 and 106.3 FM, as it will be Solon taking on Davenport Assumption from Clarence and North Cedar High School coming up tomorrow. So mark those down. And then Monday we get into boys action. Prairie and Linmar will have that for you at 6:45, 107.5 FM. Clear Creek Amana hosting Grinnell on 106.3 FM. 319-366-1600. We put it off long enough, Mark, but I would imagine people want to talk about a pretty big Iowa win last night.
Yeah, it was a big Iowa win, 77-62, and it's been quite some time since Iowa got a 15-point victory at the Kohl Center or anywhere in Madison. I believe it was 1988, but I'd have to double-check that. But very solid, convincing effort by the Iowa Hawkeyes, getting down 3-0, and then I don't believe it ever trailed after that. And I told you earlier today, Scott, I was most impressed, excuse me, with the Hawkeyes when Wisconsin cut the game to a 4-point margin in the second half. And very, very quickly, Iowa expanded that lead and wasn't going to have anything of a Wisconsin comeback. And we all know, if you've been watching Iowa basketball for any length of time, it has had some second-half meltdowns, but not last night. Luka Garza was terrific. He was he really looked, man, really confident. Not that he isn't confident ever, but he was on a mission last night and scored 30 points. And Joe Wieskamp continues to shoot the lights out of the ball. And Keegan Murray with a career-high 12 rebounds. I think those are the highlights. But a lot of contributions. And I was surprised, Scott. Dimitri Trice from Wisconsin was essentially a non-factor in the game. I think both of us expected him to have a much bigger impact.
I did, and I also expected Perkins and Euless to get some playing time.
Yeah, that's true.
And that did not happen last night. So, see, what do I know about the world of college basketball? But I echo your sentiments, and you knew Wisconsin was going to come with a charge and a run sometime in that second half, and they did. And it just looked like two things. Number one, Iowa picked up the defensive intensity. Luka Garza did some Luka Iowa State stuff and hit some three-pointers. They gave him the three, took the three, and he made it. And a couple of those things factored into Iowa getting back to a double-digit lead and eventually pulling away to win by 15 at 77-62. But, yeah, Wieskamp was 5 of 6 from 3. He has been absolutely outstanding as of late. I thought C.J. Frederick, even though he only had 5 points, did a lot of other things, a lot of small things. You mentioned Keegan Murray also doing a lot of small things. But like Michael Oss put in his game story today in the Gazette, that was back to Luka Garza player of the year material right there. Not that Luka has been down or anything like that as far as the last handful of games is concerned, but even he admitted after the game that, yeah, you know what, I may have not had the concentration that I have had earlier in the year. Well, it came back last night because Luka went for 30 points, 11 of 19 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3, and he did it in 36 minutes last night. Also contributed 8 rebounds and 2 assists. That's a player of the year performance by Luka Garza.
Yeah, plus 3 blocks. A complete performance, I think, by Garza. I don't know that he was really down on himself, but again, I thought he was super motivated last night, and it showed working inside, working outside. Just a very complete game for Luka. And, you know, I think about the only drawback for me was 11 turnovers on the part of the Iowa Hawkeyes, and 4 by Wieskamp and 3 uncharacteristically from Connor McCaffrey. But I think that's nitpicking. I think on the Wisconsin side, I think without Micah Potter, this thing would have really been lopsided. He's a nice player.
He is. Davison also had a nice game last night. Trice, you mentioned, held to 11. Yeah, but Potter went off for 23 last night in the ball game. And Iowa jumped out. Jumping out to big leads, and we're going to talk about this with Gary Dolphin coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes, but jumping out to a big lead is so key. I don't care if you've got a full house at the Kohl Center, empty, a quarter of the people, whatever. You get out to a good jump as far as being on the road, gets everybody excited, gets the bench excited, and Iowa's been doing that. And also ask Gary about the fact that in a long season, and college basketball is a long season, no doubt about that, you see usually one downturn, a 2 or 3, 4-game downturn. And I think Iowa had that, and I think Iowa is coming, obviously, out of that now. And I know I saw this on Twitter somewhere. It was the first time a Big Ten team in like 2 decades has won back-to-back games on the road at East Lansing and Madison. I should have wrote it down on who came out with that, but I don't care if there are no fans. That's a pretty big accomplishment for this team.
Well, it is. And let's not forget, this is the fourth straight game that Iowa has held its opponent to fewer than 70 points. That includes that loss to Indiana. But I think in getting away from the zone defense, and Iowa played a little bit last night, but getting away from that zone defense and imploring these guys to play solid man, help man defense, it has really improved. Not that Wisconsin's a great offensive team by any stretch, but Iowa's really turned up the defense lately, and that's led to three straight wins.
Jeff on the text line, Dick Vitale loves Luka. Yes, I would second that. I think he's got a man crush on Luka Garza. Not the first one to have that ailment, if you will. But, yeah, Dick Vitale loves him. 0835, Frederick helps the offense and defense go smoothly. Defense picking it up at the right time of the season. Offense seemed to slow down and make good shots. 12 of 19 from beyond the arc. 63% from three-point range last night. And yeah, I would agree. Get your, as Raft would say, get those puppies set and have a good look at three, and good things usually happen for players in 2021 because they practice those things all the time. Don't practice free throws that much anymore, but three-pointers, yes. And Iowa shot them very, very well in the ballgame last night.
Solid 31 minutes for C.J. Frederick, 5 points, four assists, no turnovers. And I don't think there's any question from anybody that when he's in the lineup, I think he's one of Iowa's better defensive players, if not the best defensive player. You know, he made a valuable contribution last night, even though the numbers weren't over the moon. That was a good 31 minutes for Frederick.
It was. It was a very good 31 minutes. And hopefully he's going to be able to come back then on Sunday. It's a fairly quick turnaround. And yes, Penn State doesn't have a glossy record. Yes, they should be a team that Iowa should take care of without too much of a problem. But Penn State is still 38 as far as net rankings are concerned, and it's a team you still got to give your undivided attention to.
Yeah, it's a guard-oriented team, and that could bode well for Luka Garza, who could become the all-time leading scorer at Iowa on Sunday. You know, obviously, this is a game Iowa should win. Got to protect the home court. The only meeting of the year between these two ball clubs. Iowa should get its 11th Big Ten victory on Sunday.
That's going to be, and you're right, Luka Garza, very good chance to go by the late, great Roy Marble as far as the all-time scoring leader in Iowa basketball history. And I hope something is going to be done when it happens. You can't stop the game, obviously, like you would in professional sports or what have you. They'll have a ceremony before the next home game, I'm sure. They had one when Luka went over 2,000 points. But, I mean, just think about that. That was a record that I really thought that might, I'm not going to say stand forever, but I thought, and it has stood for quite a long time. There's no doubt about that. But it had to take a special player doing special things to beat that record. And obviously that is what Luka Garza has done. I mean, two-time National Player of the Year finalist, probably a winner this year. And it took that performance to knock off this record.
It takes four solid years. And if you remember Luka's freshman and sophomore seasons, he averaged 12 and 13 points, which seems really pedestrian now. But he's really turned it up the last 2 years. And yeah, having watched Marble, brought in by George Raveling, finished it out with Tom Davis. He was a much different player than Luka Garza, but no less effective. Shooting, slashing, just a marvelous player. And, you know, a lot of records you don't think are going to be broken, but they eventually are, and it's taken a special player like Garza to do so.
A couple of notes on the text line. 2030 asking just how many points does Luka need? He will need
13 to tie, 14 to pass.
Yes, thank you. I just saw that. 13 and 14. So 14 points for Luka Garza. And barring something catastrophic, it will happen coming up this week. Our friend Sam reminding us, yes, Penn State did push Ohio State around for a while, kept it close until late in the second half. That's why I said you cannot just put that in the W column if you're the Hawkeyes. We're going to talk to Gary Dolphin coming up here in just a couple of moments. 0945 looked like a different offense. Luka setting picks a long way from the post. And 87-21, it also takes good teams. They both were on good teams. Very true. Roy Marvel and Luka Garza. No doubt about that. 319-366-1600, 330. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, will join us when we return, and we'll take a look at Iowa, Wisconsin from last night, and we'll talk with the voice of the Hawkeyes after this here on KGYM.
There's a reason Hertzien and Stocker Jewelers annual sale is famous. The savings are incredible, and it only happens once a year. The sale is this Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday only. And here's the kind of famous savings you'll get. Colored stone jewelry is up to 60% off. Diamond fashion jewelry up to 50% off. Save an additional 10% off all estate pieces, which are already priced to sell. Get 50% off all remaining Movado, Tissot, and Tavenis watches. Save 40% on a lovely selection of Princess Cut diamond engagement rings. And save 40% on a selection of Princess Cut diamond earrings up to 1 carat total weight. With an event this famous, shoppers are excited. So please respect social distancing rules, wear a mask, and understand that some may be asked to wait outside if the store gets too crowded. Don't miss the famous annual sale from 10 to 5, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday at Hertzien and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. While you're saving, say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, get tested, and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
This President's Day at eBay, we want to prove like new is better than brand new. So we're not only giving up to 50% off certified refurbished, but we're adding an extra 20% off coupon too. Because while brand new is nice, it's also twice the price. And if you don't like love our like new products, they all come with an industry-leading 2-year warranty. So this President's Day, say goodbye to brand new and find certified amazing deals at eBay, where good is new, just got better.
Chrissy is refinancing her home, so she shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting her up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision she'll never regret, unlike wearing tap shoes to a surprise party.
Sorry, guys. Just trying to find the perfect hiding place.
Pretty regrettable, Chrissy. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information terms and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you at 3:34 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. High school basketball girls regional semifinals coming up tonight. We'll be at Springville. It'll be Springville and Prince of Peace tonight, 107.5 FM at 6:45. West Branch hosting Pella Christian tonight. That will be at 6:45, 106.3 FM. And looking forward to both of those games. They should be very, very entertaining. Entertaining last night indeed in Madison as Iowa defeats the Wisconsin Badgers, as called by the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, who was kind enough to join us here on a Friday edition of the program. And all is well, I guess, back in Hawkeye land. Gary, how you doing?
Hey, good, Scott. Good to be on with you and Mark, as always. All is better, let's put it that way. When you see a team that's averaging 90 points a game, roughly, hold four straight opponents to less than 70, you can see why the Hawkeyes are looking good at both ends of the floor. You know, we know what they can do offensively because of Luka and Joe Wieskamp, who's just playing like he belongs in the NBA right now. But I'm equally impressed with the way they're out rebounding people. And, you know, up until last night, they had been in a lot of single-digit games where turnovers were a factor. And Iowa's number one in the country at sharing the basketball and not turning it over when you put those components together. And when you take care of the ball and you average around 87 points a game, you're going to be tough to beat. Now you add in the improved man-to-man with the mixture of zone. And this team is playing, I think, much like their number three or four ranking, whatever they were to start the season. I think they're a lot closer to that number now than they were back in late November when they're getting ready for Gonzaga.
Hey, Gary, tell us and the folks what it's been like for you and Bobby and Kevin in this pandemic season, calling games home and away.
Yeah, it's been difficult, Mark. I'd be fibbing if I. First off, like most play-by-play guys, I'm a big crowd noise person. Scott understands when you get caught up in the emotion and the noise of a gymnasium or an arena, it really stokes your fire. It gets your juices flowing, and I think it makes for a much better broadcast. And Bobby Hansen would agree that sitting in Carver with nothing going on other than the game in front of you. You know, it's been a difficult transition. So you have no crowd noise and you've got no people in there. You got maybe 500 folks. So we are so appreciative of the fact that we got a top 10, a legitimate top 10 ranked basketball team. I just feel terrible for the fans that have been so loyal to Iowa basketball all these years, and football and wrestling, not only in Iowa City, but all across the Big Ten, that they have a terrific team that you'd want to pay to see, and the best player in college basketball, who you definitely want to pay to see, he's worth the price of admission. And what's going to happen Sunday, how cherished and treasured that's going to be Sunday, to watch Luka eclipse the great Roy Marble mark of 2,000 plus career points. It's been a sad deal, but I think it just fits perfectly how this last almost 365 days since March 13th, we walked out of the Bankers Life Arena in Indianapolis. We've come almost full circle, but, you know, and now you add in on the road games where most places you're not allowed in, so you end up doing the game virtually, you know, off a 60-inch flat screen. You know, it works, but it's not like being there. I mean, and I don't know what I can add to it beyond that. We try to make it sound as real as we can, like we are there on the road. We are there at Carver Hawkeye Arena, but it's a different world. It's, as I've said before, it's a twilight zone.
It is, and I admire how you guys, you do it, because it's got to take a lot to get used to, especially not being up there, watching it on the screens and whatnot. And like I said, I think you're doing a fantastic job with that, you and Bobby, and good things to call, obviously. And you mentioned the fact that Sunday is just going to be, unless something very odd happens, just a very, very memorable day in Iowa basketball, because we were talking about this before we brought you on, that records are made to be broken, but I honestly thought that this one was going to stay for a long, long time, and it has, obviously, since the late, great Roy Marble played. But it takes a special player, and as one of our texters noted, it takes usually a pretty good basketball team and a special basketball team, and you got to have all that come together to break a mark like that.
You're spot on. And, you know, the amazing thing about Luka Garza, and I've been asked a lot, not only this year but the last couple of years, hey, what Iowa post player, what Iowa center does he remind you of? And it's really unfair to try and compare him to anybody because, as you guys know, the game has evolved differently now. It's not a game where you even list a guy almost as a center anymore. It's all about a stretch four or a big forward, and Luka would be one of those. I still classify him more as a power forward because he's such a great rebounder, but he can shoot the three. That's the piece of his game that you add into the rebounding. I've had a number of coaches around the Big Ten when we do pregame interviews tell me that he is the best bad pass catcher they've ever seen. And I said, translate that for me. And it's not that the Iowa perimeter players are throwing bad passes. They're really not. But you know, every now and then one gets away, or it's at your shoes, or it's way over your head, or it hits the rim and comes off the glass. Luka Garza just knows so well he anticipates so well where that ball is going, and no matter where it's thrown, he has saved more turnovers and turned them into baskets than any player I've ever witnessed in person. He's just a phenomenal teammate, and it's always going to start inside out with Iowa. They want him touching the ball first. And he's so smart when he gets it, he understands with a double or a triple team where the ball should go. Somebody's going to be open. And that's why Iowa, of late and for most of the year, has been shooting close to 50%, and they've been burning it up from three of late. But just to give an answer, I did go back and I looked at all the names, and I thought, okay, who am I missing? And I'm old, but I'm not old enough to remember, you know, the Dick Ives of the world, the great rebounders Iowa had back in the 50s. And I didn't get to see some of those great players on the fabulous few, the back-to-back Final Four teams in the mid-50s. But to me, and Dukes would either agree or disagree because he watched A.C. Earl play, I think the closest comparison you could make would be A.C. Earl because A.C. could rebound. He ran the floor. He had a decent soft jump shot. He did not have the range that Luka had. And he'd mix it up like Garza. And I can't remember if Luka or if AC drew as many double or triple teams or double teams in general as Luka has, but that's about the closest comparison I could make. You know, Greg Stokes was a great player in the lane. He could pop the left-hander in from 10 or 12 feet. Michael Payne was a thin 6'11". There's just hard. Aaron White could run the floor and could shoot the three, but he's not a true inside player. This guy is just amazing, and I hope that Iowa fans have appreciated what they've watched the last 3 or 4 years, guys, because, you know, I hope we get another one someday, but he is a rare bird, this kid, and he just loves the game. I love what he said last night. I didn't come back for honors and to score points. I came back for the wins. I want this team to go deep into the tournament, and if he keeps playing like he did last night and his teammates stay healthy around him, then I think the sky's the limit.
Yes.
Yeah, Gary, I think A.C. Earl's name came to mind. But I don't think anybody, you can throw Stokes, Earl, Kevin Kunert back in the day, just all the centers. I don't think any of them shot it as well from the outside as well as Luka can.
Nobody. You're right, Mark. I mean, I started following Iowa basketball when I was – back, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, and that you know, Don Nelson was about to exit Iowa, and so I for 50-60 years I've seen all the big ones and all the great big players at Iowa. The 70 team didn't have that. Dick Jensen certainly was a quality rebounder, but he was not a scorer because that team featured John Johnson and Freddie Brown and Calabria and Vidnovic. You didn't need a center with that team. And then you get into the 70s, and Lute came in and you know, had some moderate success with guys like Fred Habrick. But again, none of those guys shot the basketball from beyond the perimeter or the three-point stripe like Luka Garza can. And that's what endears him to NBA scouts. And you know, they'll some team out there is laying in the weeds. I speak of some NBA team that is just clamoring to get the chance to draft this kid or to sign him because the difference is his attitude, the way he loves the game of basketball, the way he respects the game, and then you put his work ethic in there, and you've got a rare find in this kid. And you know, Fran has told the story about when he first saw him at an AAU tournament or in high school when he was a sophomore. You know, gangly and big and stumbling around like most big kids his age. But what you can't measure is heart. And I know we hear that a lot. And Luka Garza has a big heart.
Yeah, he does. Gary Dolphin joining us, play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes here in a Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Yeah, 71-48. What about Matt Bullard? Yes, Matt could shoot it from outside. Didn't quite have the inside game of certainly of a Luka Garza. And certainly Bruce Sky King wasn't shooting threes, even though there wasn't a three-point line back in the day. The Hawkeyes had a little bit of a downswing. Most teams do, Gary, as you know, and it's a long basketball season. You go through a little bit of a downshift, if you will. I think that's behind the Hawkeyes now. And I know someone tweeted this out, and I forget who it was last night after the game, but I was the first team in many, many years to go to East Lansing, back that up by going to Madison and getting victories on the road at those two tough places. And even though there aren't fans there in earnest, it's still a feather in their cap.
Well, whoever the tweeter was, he or she is spot on. I've been saying all last week, when's the last time Iowa had to travel road games to the Breslin Center and to the Kohl Center? Arguably the two toughest places to play in the Big Ten. I mean, this side of Carver Hawkeye Arena. And so he or she is exactly right. And, you know, to your big picture point about Iowa, whatever they lost, 4 out of 5, I can't remember. You know, the game at Indiana was a gut punch because they had that thing in hand and then ended up losing at 67-65, almost at the buzzer down in Bloomington. But I think they learned from that game that, okay, that was the first of four straight opponents to be held to less than 70 points. And that's significant for Iowa because the Hawks are really struggling defensively. But every team, if you look at every team, at least in the upper half of the conference, has gone through a down spell or a down syndrome. They where they've lost three in a row, or they've lost 2 out of 3, or they've lost. You know, some have lost. Rutgers lost 5 in a row. Now, a part of that, you know, Michigan has not had that significant drop off, but Michigan up until this week hadn't played. So it is this Big Ten this year is the toughest I can ever remember, top to bottom, and I think it'll show that come tournament seed or tournament invitation time. The other component there is they were without C.J. Frederick for most of that spell, and I will tell you, last night Wisconsin gets right out of the gate, which they're known to do at home, go up 3-0 on a three. C.J. hops in the lane, hits that little floater from 12 feet. And that got the Hawks off and running on a 14-0 run. And they never gave the lead up after that. Now, Wisconsin came back, cut it to 6 there late. And what CJ do is the bell's about to ring for halftime is he guts a 3 from about 23 feet. He was so huge last night. 5 points doesn't seem like a lot, but 5 points, and I think he had 3 or 4 assists, no turnovers. And that's who he is. He is Iowa's best perimeter defender. He's always taking on the opponent's best scorer. It is such a gift to have him back in the lineup because he's loved by his teammates. He just keeps his mouth shut and makes plays. And I think that that is a huge part of the chemistry of this basketball team. Bohannon, CJ, and Luka inside. Wieskamp does what he does, never says a word, never shows a facial expression other than the one he wears coming out of the locker room. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Keegan Murray. I mean, he quietly had 12 rebounds last night, and most of them were at critical junctures of the game, in my view, and a lot at the offensive end of the floor. So they're getting contributions from all over the floor, guys, but it starts with Luka Garza.
One of our listeners via the text line mentions Brad Lowhouse as an effective big man. Yeah, Brad could shoot it. He could shoot it. And had a nice NBA career as a result of that. But, Gary, my last question for you is about the legacy of this team. And admittedly, it's a little early for that because there's a long ways to go. But when you talk about successful teams, I think you go to the 70 team, the 80 team, the 87 team. You know, the 87 team didn't even win the Big Ten championship, but it's remembered by many as one of Iowa's best. Does this team need to reach the Final Four to enter that realm of success in Iowa basketball history?
No, I don't think so, Mark. I mean, the 87 team was special, obviously, 30 wins. And they had some wonderful characters on that club with BJ and Kevin Gamble and
Horton.
Eddie Horton. Yeah, I knew there was a great rebounder in there. Now, am I saying Iowa has top-to-bottom talent like that team? No, I'm not saying that. They come close, certainly. The 70 team, again, it was a different game, a team that averaged 103 points a game without the three-point basket. That to me, is maybe the most unique stat or unique characteristic of any Iowa basketball team. Now, if they make a deep run, I think they'll be considered in that conversation, Mark, because in this year and last year and the year before, they have led the Big Ten in scoring. They've done a lot of things well. They've produced Luka Garza and Jordan Bohannon. You know, Jordan Bohannon is a handful of assists away from Jeff Horner's all-time career mark at Iowa of 612. He's number two all-time in three-point baskets made. He's 30 behind John Diebler from Ohio State. So this team has really produced some outstanding basketball players that have evolved into not only wonderful personalities, but just tremendous talents. And it starts with Garza. You look at Joe Wieskamp. When has Iowa had a pure shooter like Joe Wieskamp? I mean, he's got the prettiest jump shot that I can remember. And then, and I'm sure there's somebody out there that would dispute that, and that's fine. And then Bohannon, who just plays with a you know, an edge, kind of a nasty disposition on the floor, as we've seen out of Jordan. Who else would autograph sneakers and leave them at an opponent's free throw line? In fact, the rumor was going around last night he might do that at the Kohl Center because of his two brothers who played up there, and I said to Bobby, I said, that ain't happening. His brothers would beat the snot out of him if that happened. So Jordan's pretty smart, too, but he's got canary feathers usually coming out of his mouth anyway. So it is a unique team because of the characters, because of the talent, and regardless of whether they get to, in this goofy year, whether they get to 23 wins or 21 wins, I think they're worthy, Mark, of being at least in the conversation with those other great teams you mentioned.
Yeah, before we let you go here, Gary, and obviously we're looking in and focusing in on this year, but the future looks very bright as well. One of our texters wanting you to comment on Keegan Murray. We saw Keegan, of course, for many years at Cedar Rapids Prairie. All he needed to do was get a little tougher and fill that body out, and Chris is going to help down the line. I have no idea or no doubt about that, but you take a look at Nunji. You take a look at Patrick McCaffrey. Connor will be back. Toussaint, C.J. Frederick, Euless, and Perkins. Fran has started to put some things together here now.
Yeah, I'm hearing the kid, the young man, Peyton from Waukee, yes. is the real deal too, Scott. I haven't asked Fran this yet. Maybe I will in the pregame show on Sunday, or certainly on Monday night, but I'm curious, kids around the country, big kids around the country watching the Hawkeyes play that are worthy of a Division I scholarship. What kind of, are they, of course, within the NCAA rules, are they reaching out to Iowa? I'm talking about kids of Luka Garza's size and position. Are they reaching out to Fran and say, hey, I like the way you develop big men. I want to, or the AAU coaches on their behalf are saying, hey, take a look at this guy. I want to bring this guy in for a visit when it's legal and when we can meet face-to-face. That's what you don't know at this point, but what Jordan Bohannon and Joe Wieskamp, the freedom to fly up and down the floor in transition and play your way. I mean, that's what kids want to do, and Fran Fran has devised a tremendous schematic book of plays that, that whether it's out of bounds play or just get the rebound and go, kids love that. So I'll be real curious to see how recruiting spikes here in the next year or so.
All right. Hey, Gary, always enjoy it. Thanks for the time. Continue the great work, and hopefully a very special year continues. I know Sunday, I think, is going to be very special, so have fun with that, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Good to be on with you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Gary Dolphin, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up after this.
The COVID-19 pandemic is the worst healthcare crisis of our lifetime. Hospitals, care centers, and their staff are overwhelmed, and it's getting worse. By now, we all know someone who's been affected by the virus. But there is hope. Vaccines are coming and getting closer every day. But while we wait for relief, you need to do your part. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and maintain your distance. It's for now, not forever. This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bergen KDV and KGYM are proud to partner for ICR Strength.
ICR Strength.
We live here, we work here, and we champion this community. That's why together, we're working to recognize some of the outstanding businesses here in the ICR. We encourage you to join us. Support your friends and neighbors here so we can let everyone see our strength.
Lifting up the corridor, I see our strength.
3:55 back with you on the Gym Class in KGYM. A reminder, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. And at 5 o'clock, it'll be Drive Time each Friday at 5, driven by Linder Tire. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. So stick around for that. State wrestling going on right now. And looks like we're going to have Nashville Plainfield's going to have a finalist. How about that for the first time in a while? My wife's alma mater. Of course, she was Plainfield back then. Not Nashua Plainfield, but it's all good. Mark, did you mute yourself?
I did not.
You're just in such awe that the Huskies have a finalist.
I'm just stunned. We rarely have a Plainfield reference on this show.
And she's probably not listening today. 319-366-1600. Our thanks to Gary Dolphin. Good insight right there as far as the Hawkeye basketball team is concerned. UNI football tonight. How weird is that to say as you look out and see snow all over eastern Iowa, but Panthers and South Dakota State going at it tonight. That should be a lot of fun. Iowa Penn State will come up this weekend. We've got Iowa State men's and women's basketball coming your way tomorrow right here on KGYN on a busy sports weekend. Mike Halas will stop by on Monday to wrap things up. And don't forget, tonight it is girls' regional semifinal basketball tomorrow night as well. Regional semifinal and regional final tomorrow night. Tonight, Springville hosting Clinton Prince of Peace. And that will be on 107.5 FM, the app and the stream at 6:45. 106.3 FM coming up tonight. 2A basketball, West Branch hosting Pella Christian. And, of course, state semifinals are underway in 1A. 2A and 3A will come up tonight in that session and the finals tomorrow. And the NCAA tournament's going to have 25% capacity, Mark. We learned that today.
Yeah, we did, and I would expect the Big Ten, if not most leagues, to follow that lead for the conference tournaments. That could be way off on that. I don't know, but 25% is what it is.
Indeed. And 0905, welcome. They're from Nashua. They were the Bulldogs. I knew that. I knew that. I remember when Nashua got to the state champ state basketball tournament with Austin Fife's dad, Steve Fife. Going way back right there. All right. Mark, have a great weekend.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next on KGYM. We'll talk to you tonight with girls basketball out at Springville.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin